It's deflected up the goalkeeper, has to power it away, not fully clear, and then the ball goes in, and it's Michael Woods! Michael Woods scores right on 3 minutes, and Pools have an early lead in the Globe Arena. Roach couldn't deal with a deflected shot. His palmed away effort just fell for Michael Woods, and he hooked it beyond the despairing keeper. And on 3 minutes, Michael Woods celebrates his recall to the side with a goal. Thomas can go at the Morecambe defence again here. Could it get even better? He's gone all the way through, and it's gone into the net again! And Leeds 2-0! Not even 6 minutes on the clock! Nathan Thomas celebrates his return to the side with the second goal of the afternoon, and Pools are absolutely running away with it here in the early stages. The home defence can't cope with Nathan Thomas. He buried his way all the way through and prodded it in. It hit the defender, but it looped up off the underside of the crossbar and bounced down into the net. 6 minutes on the clock, Morecambe 0, Pools 2! Here's Thomas now, left-hand side. James is picking himself up. Thomas continues his run, goes into the box on his right foot. Maybe a chance for a shot! And it's 3-1! It's another stunning goal from Nathan Thomas! He weaved inside the area, got it onto his right foot, and then drilled it beyond the despairing dive of Barry Roach. And Pools have started the second half in the same manner they started the first, with a goal! It's 5 minutes in, and it's 3-1! James holds onto it well and turns inside away from Parrish, and he gets... Oh, my goodness, he's upended again. But the ball's run through for Walker. Chance for four. Walker taken down by the goalkeeper, and they haven't got one on the bench. It could get even worse for Morecambe. Roach is sent off, and an outfield player must don the goalkeeper gloves for Morecambe. It's going to be a penalty to Pools with 17 minutes left. A chance to make it 4-1. The hosts are down to 10 men, and they've got a goalkeeper dilemma on their hands. Well, Luke James is going to be given the opportunity to open his account here. James will stride up to the ball, and surely it's Luke James who's got to take this one. Brad Walker turns, he wants to take it. Luke James says, can I? Brad Walker, come on, give it to Luke, Brad. Give it to Luke. He gives it to Luke James. And the cheers from behind the stand say it all. Brad Walker must surely understand. He looks a bit upset that he can't take it himself, having won the penalty. But Luke James has a chance to find the back of the net again here. He's done everything but in his loan spell from Peterborough. All heart, all determination, absolute and utter character. It's Alex Kenyon who's going to go in goal. Alex Kenyon, the midfielder. Barry Roach, only recently back from a suspension, will sit out another few games. And Luke James from 12 yards with 15 and a half minutes left. Please, Luke. Come on, Luke. Luke James stands with his hands on the ball. Alex Kenyon between him and a thoroughly deserved first goal back in Pools colours. He places the ball down in the spot in front of those Pools fans, just as I'd hoped before kickoff. Luke James hears the whistle. He steps up to the ball and scores! He punches the air with passion. He makes it 4-1 and thoroughly deserves his moment in the spotlight in front of those Pools fans. All heart and determination since his move back from Peterborough. Now Luke James has got his name on the headlines. Look at what it means to him. Fantastic celebrations behind the goal. Luke James makes it 4-1 from the spot. Morecambe in disarray. There's a chance to carry the ball forward. He slides it through for James. James has got through. It's a bit of a wide angle. The goalkeeper comes across. He's put it in the middle. It's four. It's in there. And Rhys Oates has made it 5-2. Luke James turns provider. He ran in behind. His first touch took him wide of the penalty area. But he turned his head up, looked into the middle, saw Rhys Oates arriving, and slotted it right into his path. And Oates couldn't miss. 2 minutes to go. Pools are back, 3 goals in front. It's Morecambe 2, Pools 5. And that is the final whistle at the end of a very satisfying away day victory for Craig Hignett's side. 2 goals up inside the first 6 minutes of the game. Morecambe pegged them back at half-time to 2-1. But Pools came out firing again at the start of the second half and took the game away from their hosts. Luke James finally got his name on the score sheet when Pools gave him the penalty kick, after Brad Walker had been brought down and goalkeeper Barry Roach had been sent off. Substitute keeper, the midfielder Alex Kenyon, couldn't keep out Luke James' thunderbolt from the spot. And then James turned provider for Rhys Oates, who turned in a fifth. Nathan Thomas set up the victory though, setting up the first goal, scoring the second two. He was absolutely unplayable while he was on the field, and it was it's a sign of Poole's brilliant victory that they were able to withdraw Thomas and Gray and give them a break before the midway point of that second half. They go away now, the Poole's fans, to their 727 buoyant followers to say thank you for the support they've been given this afternoon. It has been terrific from start to finish. They've deserved a victory of this ilk. They really have, singing in full voice even before the players had kicked off in this game. And the blue and white army behind the goal have been rewarded for their faith and loyalty with an absolutely incredible away win here.